What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's recap quickly yesterday. We got into talking about family interventions when a woman named Sarah gave us a call and told us she was on the brink of doing one of these herself. Hey, Sarah, you're on all the hits, Q100. Hi.
I'm actually working up the courage for my own intervention. And this is actually with my mom's fiancé. This will be, if it goes through, my mother's fourth marriage. Mm-hmm. And I love my mother, honestly, but it's a pattern with my mom. My mom uses men. And
you're doing the intervention, you're intervening with your mom, or you're intervening with the man your mom wants to marry?
The man my mom wants to marry.
Are you going to tell him to leave or not marry her?
He's a great guy. He's a sweetheart. My mom will cheat on him. She did it to my dad. She did it to my stepdad. She has a view of men that it's like, you know, if she feels that marriage is something that's not natural, and that if she starts to get unhappy, she just goes out of the marriage.
Well, if she thinks that marriage isn't natural, why is she getting married?
Because she likes to have somebody around.
Go ahead, Nikki. You're on the Burt Show.
I'd like to commend her for deciding to take a stance on what is right and what is wrong. I think that she's doing the right thing. I think it takes a lot of guts.
Hey, Sarah, here's what I want to do with you, Sarah. I want to get your phone number, and I want you to give us a call back right before you're about to do this intervention thing, and then we'll talk to you after it also.
Okay, that sounds good.
Now, when we left the show yesterday, it was going to be months before she had that intervention. Then right. I got an instant message from Tracy saying that, you know what, she can get in touch with her brother. She was going to do it last night.
And I mentioned how it's probably better for her to do it last night because the mother and the fiance were going to get married in about 2 months. So the longer she waited, the closer to the wedding date she was going to get.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Good
hey.
Morning. Thanks for joining us again.
Sure.
So, I'm guessing that you got in touch with your brother sometime yesterday and you decided to pull the trigger on this thing.
Yes.
Okay, you want to take it from there?
Sure. Called my brother, he agreed to do it, and he agreed to bring his wife. So the three of us went to my mom's fiancé's, and we started telling him this, and he felt very uncomfortable. You know, because my mom wasn't there, so he said, I really want your mother to be here for this, so he called my mother.
Okay, let's stop there for just a second. That's a good place to stop.
Okay.
All right, just give us some details on some of the things that you were telling the fiancé. Like, where did you come from? What were some of the points that you brought up this is not a woman you want to marry?
Well, you know what, we were really positive at first, you know, because we thought that would be a good method, you know, to start. Like, you know, we told him how much we loved him. We said how much we loved my mom and how we loved both of them together, but we didn't think that them getting married was the right decision, and this is why, you know, that my mother, she deals with marriage in a very strange way. She probably should have never gotten married, but she did, and this is what she did in each of her marriages. That's how we approached it. So it wasn't like we really just railed on my mother.
You were just kind of establishing a pattern that she had in other relationships, and one of like, I mean, the tone of this is more of protection than anything
else.
Protection,
exactly. And, you know, the angle we went into it was like, you know, we love you and we love her, but it wasn't like, oh my God, my mom is such a slut and, you know.
Even though that's what you really think.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I want to know, even before that, like, before you even started talking to him about all this stuff, when you guys show up, the three of you, and knock on his door, what's his reaction to that in the first place?
No, I called him.
You said you guys were coming over.
Yeah.
And what'd you tell him you were coming over for? Wouldn't that be weird?
I just said we wanted to say hi. We wanted to talk. He didn't think anything of it.
Well, I would think he's about to marry their mother, so I don't know if that's weird. I mean, you said you already have a relationship with him, right?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like, I'll go to his place for dinner and vice versa. I mean, we're very close. That's the whole point of this. I mean, if I didn't really care for him that much, I'd be like, oh, fine, you know? Your loss, you know, your mistake.
Okay, so the three of you go over there. He's getting uncomfortable because you're starting to lay all this on him, and he says, look, this doesn't seem fair to me. Let's call your mother, and that's what you do.
Right.
Okay? Let's go ahead into chapter two.
Round two. Ding, ding.
So my mom comes, and, you know, immediately my mom felt threatened. She couldn't believe that we were there. She couldn't believe what we were talking about. And my mom likes wine, okay? So she started popping the wine. She started downing a few glasses. So she started getting a little drunk and a little angry. And I just said, look, and, you know, my brother said it too, look, this is your history. We're just trying to help you. We are trying to help him. And my brother got a little mad at my mom for getting kind of drunk. You know, she gets mean when she drinks. And she kind of berated him a bit, so he lashed out at her. And my brother's wife got mad at him because of the way he was speaking to her. So she storms out, okay? So his wife leaves, right? And then my brother and I are trying to deal with that, and my mom is still really upset. So then I ended up getting mad at my brother because of the way he was talking to his wife. So then he leaves. He's like, I'm done with this. And then he leaves, okay? So I'm left there.
Well, can I make a few comments real quick? My only concern, and this is my same concern yesterday, is the fact that you just sound like you're such the victim. Well, mom then for some reason, seemed, you know, threatened. And then she started drinking wine, and she got drunk, and she got mad, you know. And it just seems to me that, I mean, you have to understand, I mean, she's walking into her entire family who is against her at this point, and only her fiancé is the one standing up for her. So, you know, you're getting, I mean, to me, the brother's wife is the one that seemed to have some sense in that because she didn't think what was going on was right.
Well, it gets better.
Okay.
Or worse.
Right.
Worse. Okay, so my brother left, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then my mom and I, now at this point, she's just like, you know, she's drank like a whole bottle of wine. It's like, it's not pretty. We're kind of going at it. And then past situations start coming up. And I just telling her now how she never supported me and blah. It started to get into many other issues.
Mm-hmm. Bringing the whole basket of stuff in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Our whole lives, like, and I just said about how I've never forgiven her for cheating on my father. And it was bad. And my mom's fiance kicks me out.
Oh, really?
What a mess. What a mess.
For talking to her like that. So the only people speaking are my mom and her fiance.
You got to kind of look at this just for a second from her angle here. I mean, imagine the betrayal she must have felt when she walked in there and her children are talking this way about her. I mean, the sense of betrayal in that case must have been overwhelming to her.
I guess so, but, you know, honestly, first of all, I'm so numb right now. I mean, I went through, like, I was furious, and then I started crying, and now I'm just really numb. It's just like, I mean, this man's going to marry my slutty mother, and, you know,
Sarah.
You say, but you didn't live a life that we lived. You have no idea.
And that's true. That's true. I just, you know, one thing is, I think, though, you might have gotten down to the first point of your looking down upon your mother when you said that you never forgave her. I mean, I know it took an ugly situation for you to finally get that out, but I'm just wondering, is this whole time just because of the betrayal on your father? You know what I mean?
Oh, it's more than that. It's just the way I don't want to get into all the details of the specifics of my mother not really being a mother, but that's the crux of it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, not everybody's meant to be a parent, and my mom certainly wasn't meant to be a parent and wasn't meant to be married. And I just feel bad she's going to ruin another man's life, but I guess so be it, right? We tried.
All right, Sarah, hold on here. A lot of calls are coming in, and I know you're kind of in a vulnerable state, but I hope you didn't hear for you didn't come here for a lot of comfort, because I don't think you're going to get it this morning. Good morning, Elizabeth. You're on the Burt Show, All the Hits, Q100.
Hi. I'm sorry. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
28.
Okay, so you're an adult now, and you have your own relationships going on, and she's an adult. You need to let her have her own life. Who are you to decide whether or not she should be married, ever?
I think that Melissa, I'm no psychologist, but I wonder if Melissa doesn't bring up a fantastic point that while there are a whole bunch of, the history here is the hurt of you from your childhood. I wonder if this wasn't you just kind of lashing back because your mom had the affairs on your dad.
Well, you know, my brother was right there with me. It's the way it's a pattern she has of cheating on men, and she's already cheated on him. You know, for me to sit back and not do anything to a man I care about, and watch, it would be like can you imagine if you had a daughter or a son and you knew they were making a huge mistake? Wouldn't you confront them?
Well, I would go directly to my son or my daughter. I wouldn't go to the fiance.
Well, did the affair that she has already had on him, did that come out last night? Did you throw
what?
You said your mom already has had an affair on her fiance.
Yes, it came out last. Oh, no, that didn't.
That did not come out.
No.
Okay.
That's good, at least.
Yeah, at least you got that going for you. Good morning, Andy. You're on the Burt Show, All the Hits, Q100.
Yeah, I totally feel like what she did was to try to protect him. But the problem was that you and the brother and the sister-in-law got off topic. You exposed years and years of historical feeling, and it turned into a lashing between your mom and kids versus what you were there to do, which was to protect the fiancé. So I think that maybe you should have the conversation with your mom offhand and, resolve what you guys have, because it sounds like it's just a lot of betrayal. And then maybe you can try to approach repair this. I don't know if you can even bring it up with the fiance again, but she just diverted from the topic.
That make any sense to you, Sarah?
Well, it makes sense, but unfortunately nobody's talking but my mom and her fiance.
What do you mean?
You feel like
nobody's speaking to anyone.
Do you feel
not like I can call up and be like, I'm sorry, Mom.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
She won't take my phone call.
Well, that's going to take some time.
Your actions can't be because of somebody else's reactions, you know?
Do you feel like this whole thing last night caused more of an alliance between her and her fiance?
Yes.
The opposite of what you were trying to do?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, I mean, if you look back at it, Sarah, here, nothing good came of this.
No.
Nothing.
Except that we got our feelings out.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for that, I think, if they're genuine. Yeah.
I think something good could have been, I don't think it's a wasted action. I think something good could eventually come out of it. Because your mom now sees how hurt you and, her two children are.
And maybe they won't get married. Who knows?
Well.
Carla, good morning. You're on the Burt Show, All the Hits, Q100.
Hi. I just wanted to say, she just completely went about this the wrong way. She should have approached her mother first. And pulled her mother aside and said, look, Mom, this is your history. Are you sure you're doing the right thing? Maybe you guys need to sit down and talk about this. But to go to him behind her back, of course she feels betrayed. Who wouldn't? I wouldn't take her phone calls either. She completely went behind her mother's back and tried to undermine, the relationship that she has with this man. And she is a grown-up, and he's a grown-up. And does he not have any idea? Certainly he knows that this is going to be her fourth marriage. She's not too great at it, but it's not your place to step. She's not your child. She's not your child. Maybe this will be different if she was your child, but she's an adult. And for you to step in, of course she feels betrayed. Who wouldn't feel betrayed by that?
First of all.
And now you've ruined your relationship with these people that you claim to care so much about.
I'm not even going to try to speak.
Have a good day.
Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, just because you're an adult doesn't mean you act like an adult. And second of all, my mother and I have had conversations in the past about her behavior. And she's completely oblivious to hurting other people.
But I think you just have to let it go. Like
not your job to police that.
Yeah, you just go and live your life.
Normally, in the last two marriages, I didn't do a thing. I became very close to this man. He became like my father. And I did not want to see him hurt.
See, I think that's where this all stems from. I really think that you associate every man that she marries with your father.
And that relationship.
You got to look out for you and stop looking out for your mom. Like, let her do what she's going to do. Just make your... Make sure yourself, you yourself, is our protected.
And the
protected
thing is, you feel like your mother betrayed your father. Well, you betrayed your mother last night.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine that kind of hurt. Like, as a parent, the only thing you hope for as your children get older is that they still honor you and they still understand you. And, I mean, essentially, we want to be our children's heroes. And to hear the disappointment and to hear the betrayal actually come out of my own child's mouth, that how much of a disappointment and how much I disapprove of their life and how that would just, it would cut to the core for me.
Yeah, but you've never done anything bad to your children.
I'm just, but you, what I'm saying here,
you know,
is,
what I'm saying though?
But what I'm saying to you,
very idealistically,
what I'm saying to you is just to hear that kind of betrayal. I mean, if you approach your mom, that's one thing. That's not betrayal. That's confronting. But when you step out of the family and you talk to a third party about it, it takes it to a completely different element.
Even if they deserve it? Like, I don't agree with her actions exactly, but in theory, what you're saying is that, like, if you apply it to your life, I mean, you've said some pretty bad things about your parents, but they weren't the best parents. So you're almost giving her the opposite of advice of your actions in the past.
I'm not exactly sure how that, by me relaying what happened with my family, is the same as going, like, right to my dad's girlfriend.
Okay. I don't think that it's the same thing, but just the advice that you were giving her, if you gave that to yourself, it would be different. You know what I mean?
No, because I confronted my dad. I wouldn't go ahead and confront.
Yeah, but how did your dad respond?
Terribly. Terribly.
Okay, I confronted my mom. It depends on your relationship with his wife.
I just think, I don't know what your agenda is. Like, what final goal are you trying to achieve? You did your part by going to your mom. Okay, so your mom didn't respond to it. Okay, fine. Then you move on with your life. You did what you did. You did what you could. I respect Bert because he directly went to his father and tried it on several occasions. He didn't get the happy ending he may have wanted, but at least he did it. And he walks away knowing he did the right thing. For you, I don't know. You keep going and you keep going. You think your mother's stubborn. You're being stubborn too. And I don't know what your end goal is.
I really don't have a goal anymore.
I can't say, because, making it more personal, like Jen was doing with your family, Bert, like, I can't, like, I can almost see where Jen's coming from, because I think if your dad found himself a great girl, but you knew that he didn't change his ways and you loved that girl, I could see you going to her. I could see you struggling with it, but I could see in the end you going, like, look, I don't think you see this side of my dad, but this is what happened when I was growing up, and I know it's still going on now.
I don't know. I can't deny that. Let me take a support call for you, because you're taking a lot of...
Because you're getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, you're getting your ass kicked by our listeners, so let's at least get some representation from the other side before we move on. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to call and say, okay, look, maybe she didn't go about it the best way, but the fact is, at least she's grown up with some morals, no thanks to her mother. And she feels a responsibility to tell this guy, look, this is how my mother is. You need to be aware. Whether she went to her mother or not, because she's probably tried to go to her mother before, she's gotten nowhere. So she felt responsible, she has a conscience, and she has some morals.
All right, now the calls are starting to come in supporting you. Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I totally agree with her. If my mother or my father had done that, I would absolutely do the same exact thing that she did. I absolutely agree with her.
I think she sold me.
She sold you on
yep.
it?
I'm
not seeing it that way.
How many chances does she give her mom to screw up someone else's life that affects her? Like, your argument is, well, she's an adult.
I think this had very little to do with the fiance, and had, like Melissa said, had everything to do with her relationship with her mom.
Well, we can only go by what she's saying, and she's saying it's not about the relationship with her mom.
So why is she... Well, Jeff, you had the opinion, similar to mine earlier about she's, move on. Like, you are an adult. You're a 28-year-old woman that needs, instead of being so obsessed with your mother's relationship, move on. Let it evolve the way it's supposed to.
Because your mom is bringing people into your life. Like, that's your mom, and she's bringing in a stepdad. And even if you are 28 years old, I mean,
But she doesn't dictate the family. She's not the matriarch of the family, and she can't tell everybody what to do.
If the mom is immature, somebody has to be mature, and sometimes that's the kid.
She's not her mom's mom. Sorry.
Once again, these family things are so complicated. That's why I endorse cut everybody off. Everybody. Mothers, fathers, cousins, brothers, everybody. You don't have to worry about this. Hey, Sarah?
Yeah?
All right. Thank you for sharing with us. You certainly gave us something to chew on for a while. I'm sorry it didn't work out the way you liked it to,
And it won't always be this way. I mean, let things simmer, but, I mean, things always change within a family, and it can always get better. It can.
No, I hear you. I'm going to try to call him, so we'll see what happens.
We're going to keep in touch with you because I know we're going to get a ton of emails from people that want to hear from you over the next couple of weeks. Okay. So we'll keep in touch with you. Is that cool?
Cool.
Good luck.
Thanks,
okay,
Sarah.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye now.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.